During my most recent jaunt to a local secondhand bookstore, I was reading quietly when I suddenly got a tickle in my nose. I sneezed fairly quietly, but the guy who was reading several feet away from me still heard it. "Bless you," he said without looking up. "Thank you," I responded. That was the quietest sneeze I've ever heard. "Yeah, my sister tells me that all the time," I replied. He went on to ask me what I was looking for. I told him I was looking for books about sex. He told me that he was looking for inspirational, motivational books. Then he whispered, "Why are you looking for books about sex?" To which I replied, "Why is it so difficult to say the word sex aloud in public when everyone in this store is here because of it?" We had a good laugh about it, but this was not the first time that I've had such an exchange. The level of shame that still exists about sex doesn't surprise me. We live in an age where sexiness is used to sell products and services, but there's still a huge amount of discomfort around sex itself. Women are allowed to be sexy, but they are not allowed to be sexual, because we've been conditioned to equate a woman's sexuality to promiscuity. It's a vicious cycle. We feel the same way about money as we do about sex. People that are generous with money are often generous lovers. People who are tight with their money are typically more uptight about their sexuality. Money is made through sexual energy. Money is a byproduct of creative energy. And when our sexuality is stifled, the flow of our money is often impacted. When there's an influx of money and creativity is being suffocated, you're more likely to hoard your money for fear that it'll go away. Sexual energy is not always about sex, because sexual energy and creative energy are one and the same. It can be used to create anything. You can use it to make babies and knit sweaters. The point I'm making is you must be willing to come out of the closet if you want to maintain balance and flow in your life. If you continue to put a gag order on your sexuality, you'll continue to experience discomfort in other areas of your life because it's all connected. There's no need to hide your sexuality, no need to cloak your true nature. There's nothing disgraceful about having little sexual experience, and there's nothing to be ashamed about if you choose to indulge in sexual pleasure. Sex is a natural part of the human experience, and whether you choose to satiate your carnal cravings or transmute the energy into something else, it's entirely up to you. But no matter what, there's nothing to be ashamed about.